Okay, Mzech Nishmas Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, we're continuing. I'm sorry today, it's a little shorter shear. Tomorrow we'll be in touch to see the regular shear, so I have a Levaya to go to tomorrow. So I might be back in time. If not, there's a possibility that I would do it over phone, call in the shear. That would be interesting, though. No? I did that once before when I broke my leg and I was in the hospital. I gave the shear from the hospital bed.
Well, where's the Leviathan? Maybe we'll go there.
Sometimes there's a way to make a conference call. Everybody calls a number. Yeah. Or listen to that number. There's a way to do that.
Yeah, but maybe I just call on your phone, his phone, or somebody's phone. Okay. So we're up to Svara Zion. Som tosim alecha melech asher yivchar Hashem lechach bo mikar v'checha tosim alecha melech lo sucha lo seis alecha yishnochu yashol ochichahu. So the Sifrei, the famous Sifrei on page 3, melech v'lo malka. Melech v'lo malka. So the question is, what's the gedarim of that, melech v'lo malka? In other words, does that mean, let me see how you would interpret it. Does that only apply to a melech, or does it apply to any type of srara? Does this, in a lot of the modern Orthodox shuls, you know, there's a whole debate about women being women president of the shul, woman on the board of the shul, or is it only a din in melech? Maybe that does nothing to do with all the sra. Real melech, when you're the queen, king or queen, you know, then maybe the halacha is that if it's in a Jewish place, it has to be.
Well, it seems like the whole parsha is parsha of melech, so I don't know if we can infer from the. Some simulach of melech is part of the right. And later on, when it talks about lo yarbelo sisim, lo yarbelo nashim, so it seems like the whole parsha is melech. So literally, it makes more sense to say that it's referring to a king.
Only to a king. That's
only
a parsha.
Yeah.
Right. So let's take a look in two sources. The Gemara in Yevamos. So the Gemara in Yevamos here in Memhei Amud Beis. Take a look. Rava Achshuei the Ramari by Rachel, page 4. So we started Som Tosi Melech HaMelech on page 3. The Sifrei says Melech Velo Malka. But now the question is, does that only a din in melech, or does that apply to all, like,
all the,
in other words, the shul president, could that be, I tell you, in the modern Orthodox circles, a lot of shuls, they have a woman president, you know, or there was a shul that had a whole discussion, there was a whole machlokes in the shul about a woman on the board, and, you know, there's a whole... I'm sure there are many. These are the stories that I know about. There's so many, probably so many stories out there. Yeah, because this generation, you know, the woman's role, it's question defining it. It's, you know.
It's always an underlining pseudo political issue.
Yeah. I mean, and now, who would think about it? But now, what are people talking about now? Woman dafyomi, right? That's the big thing. That this one woman, second time dafyomi, you know. Okay, that's not a srara issue. You want to learn dafyomi, you better learn dafyomi. You know, not yet.
That's an issue of women in Torah Shabbat.
Yeah, that's right. That requires a different discussion. I remember when I was Rabbi David Willigshire, he said over from Dr. Belkin, he said, you know, the Gemara says Malame Bito Torahs can mean Malame Tiflus. So how could you teach the girls Torah and Stern? So supposedly he said, better our Tiflus than their Tiflus. So
there are opinions. I think it's a good thing to do. Yeah, that's all I mean, basically.
Yeah, that was the first shear. Okay, that's we're getting off the topic because that's a separate topic of teaching women Torah and women dafyomi and things like that.
Very popular.
Yeah. How many women were at the Siyam in Yerushalayim? Dafyomi.
And women's
only. Oh, well, yeah, me the woman.
A couple thousand,
yeah. Okay, that's a separate discussion that we're not here to talk about. Let's see what it says here on Mem Hamad Beis. Rava Achshulei Ramari Barachel. Rava allowed Rav Mori, the daughter of Rachel, Umani Bipursei Debovel, and he appointed him. Then who's Rav Mori Bar Rachel?
His mother is Jewish.
Oh, look in Rashi. The Obe Kachovim Habal Yisraelis Hava. So the mother was Jewish. The father was a goy. You know, that's always a question by a ksuba. If the father's a goy, what do you write? So some say, some rabbanim say you write the mother's name. So here he called him Ramari Barachel.
If you call him the Torah, what do you call him?
Yeah, so that's another question. But so this Ramari Barachel, they made him Porsche Bagaboy Mamunam Israel. They made him the Gabbai. Avogav the Ger Ba'alma Osulam Nosa Parnes Al Yisrael. I came to Yisrael Mekevachecha. So he's not really Mekevachecha. His mother was Jewish. Now, when we say the Gabbai here, it's not like a Gabbai today. You call him up for the Aliyah. That's not a Gabbai. A Gabbai is the one who.
Basically runs the
show. Right. Runs the policies, not just Yamod. So, mind the person above. Afak of Dama Mar, Sopta Simulach Melech, Kol Mesima Shatamosi Mal Yuela Bekevachecha. So, it has to be, a king has to be Kevachecha. Hi, came in the Imam Yisrael Mikevachecha Karin Bey. So, it has to be. But here it is Mikervachacha because the mother was Jewish. But what do you see from this Gemara? What you see from this Gemara is the drasha of Som Tosim Olecha Melech. The Gemara darshins Kol Mesimos Sha'ata Mesim has to be Mikervachacha. So here it's Lagabe Ger or Mikervachacha. But why did you say it's only a din of melech? Som tosim alecha melech. Why does it have to be? Why can't a ger get an appointment? The answer is the Gemara's darshaning. It's not only a din in melech. It's kol mesimos. All types of appointments have to be imam Yisrael. So therefore, it could be also some want to say that the concept of melech velo malka. Is maybe even though Hamoreinu Harav Sasson says the whole parsha is talking about Melech, that's what Moreinu Rav Sasson said, but the Gemara dashens that Kol Mesom Tosim Olecha Melech is not only Melech, Kol Mesimos. And so what are you going to tell me? This is only Legabe Ger Kervachecha Mestama. All the halachas that are not a parsha of Melech is all mesimos. So that means that all mesimos should be what? Should be men. Based on this Gemara. Rav Shecht always says that Srara is, if one second, if a person has power, you know, to hire, to fire, as opposed to just doing work. Rav Bleich said to me, you know, he feels Srora is when you could do kfiya, when you could force some, you know, just because somebody has the power, you know, and he, like Rav Shechter said, it does a lot of work for the community, that's not necessarily Srora.
But this Gemara here doesn't delineate between the popular. Adrav, it says, came the Yimam Yisrael, the Karamach Elam.
No, right. But if it wouldn't have been, then it would have been a problem. But why is it a problem? It's not a melech here. It's a gabai. It's not the melech. So the answer is that the halacha of melech, that it has to be mikarev achecha, applies not only to melech, but to everything. To everything. So too, one could say that when the Sifrei Darshan's melech v'lo malka, it's not only gabai melech, it's everything. In other words, everything that we learn out in this parsha that should, you know, that's the type of thing. Okay, so if that be the case, then you know, then to have a woman in a position of authority maybe is a problem. That doesn't go over well in this day and age. But so this day and age, everyone wants, you know, equality and whatever.
So what about, like, in Jewish history, there were certain women who were leaders? Wasn't Devorah?
Devorah, right. We have to see. We're going to, that's what the packets are coming up. The packets are coming, Avram. The packets are coming. And Rav Moshe has a thing about in charge of Hashkacha. Rav Shech likes to say over people who are blaming Rav Moshe that, you know, thinking about like Golda Meir, you know, because he mattered. So I think Rav Shech said, don't worry. They didn't do what they did because they looked at my tshuva, you know. Now, let's take a look in the Rambam. So the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Tochos Melachim, Halacha Daled. Says the Rambam, Eimam Midim Melech B'Kahal Gerim. Right? Melech can't be from Kahal Gerim. Fila Achakam Adora, such a Imo Misrael. Right, that's the Gemara. Shenemar lo tzucha lo seis halecha ish nochri. V'lo malchus b'vad elachol sroros should be Yisrael. So it applies to all sroros should be Yisrael. That's the Gemara, right? But now look on halacha hey. Ein mabidim isha b'malchus. Shenemar alecha melech v'lo malcha. V'chein kol masim should be Yisrael ein manim ela ish. So the Rambam is clear that any appointment has to be a man. Now the question is, I mean, the way Rav Shechter said it over is, you know, you have power, Rav Bleich kfiya. I don't know if from the Ginus Varadim, maybe it's mashma any appointment. Maybe a woman shouldn't have any, be appointed to anything. Could that be a possibility? Kol Masimos. Because it doesn't say Srara. Let me use the word Srara. But what would you say? I want to.
What's the definition of the Masima?
Well, you tell me.
Like if
Masima means an appointment.
Like if people just start following someone and make them their leader, is that an official appointment or?
No, you appointed. You appointed. So that's the question. Is that considered? And it works for the other thing of the concept of chazaka. In other words, is chazaka only a din in Sarara? That you have a chazaka? You have a Sarara? Or any appointment? Say you were appointed to be a Sholomesh, you were appointed to be a Magid Shir, you were appointed to be a... So maybe there's a chazaka just because it's an appointment, not necessarily a Sarara. Or is it only by a Sarara? That's also a discussion. But Rav Moshe writes Beferish that it's not only, because that's how he understood the Gemara. That once the Gemara darshan, that Melech, that called Mesimos, so basically what the Gemara did is he took Ilan Sasson's Parshas HaMelech and he said, don't think it's only Parshas HaMelech, it applies to everything.
Kol Mesimos.
Now, there is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch is always a very interesting Sefer. You know, I think the Michas Chinuch made it popular. He wrote a parish on it. And technically, we don't know who wrote it. Some say it's the Ra'ah, but technically, we don't know who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. Isn't that interesting?
It's a Rishon.
Yeah. We don't know who. So, look in the Sefer HaChinuch here on page 6. It says, V'dine ha-mitzvah sh'amru zuchrono l'vracha sh'ein ma'midim melech b'yisrael b'tkiyel el-api bezdin shal shivim z'kenim. Then he says, ein ma'midim isha b'malchus sh'nema melech v'lo malch. Right? Melech v'lo malch. Right, and then he says, there's another line in the Sefer HaChinuch, which it could be I didn't Xerox, my mistake. Because apparently, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes Beferish that what? That Malchus is Melech v'lo Malka. And then he says there's a concept of Yerusha on page 7. The third line, V'lo ha-Malchus bilvad, El kol ha-Sroel she-behem ma'isa o b'shem ha-Chovim ma'ashem ha-Sachbodim Kol ha-Menuyim she-b'Yisrael b'Yerusha heim lo la-Odim she-Zocha ba b'no Acharov ben b'no u-ben ben b'no ado la-Olam. There's Yerusha in Malchus, and not only Malchus, but every what?
Minui.
Every Minui. So let me ask you a question. This is the question I'm going to ask you. And this is Rav Moshe who wants to make a diak. I'm not convinced that the diak is fully compelling. I want to hear what you say. In other words, Rambam writes that there's Yerusha by Malchus, and it says not only Malchus, but every Srara there's Yerusha. So let me ask you a question. So does that also apply to the din of Melech? See, by Melech v'lo Malcha, he didn't write that it applies to all... the Sefer HaChinuch didn't apply that it applies to all Minuyim, only Melech. The Rambam writes Beferish. That's not only Melech, it's even all minuyim melech v'lo malcha. But here, when he speaks about melech v'lo malcha, he only speaks about malchus. Then when he speaks about Yerusha, he speaks about all minuyim. So could you be daik from the Rambam that what? Could you be daik from the Rambam that what? That by Melech v'lo malcha, it's only a din by Melech v'lo malcha by malchus, but by Yerusha it applies to everything. But by the din of Melech v'lo malcha, that's only by malchus. So that's what Ramosha wants to do. Ramosha wants to make it a machlokas, the Rambam and the Chinuch. That the Rambam shita is that the women are excluded from malchus, but everything else they're okay. And the chinuch, the Rambam wants to say that everything, melech v'lo malcha, is not only melech v'lo malcha, but all masimus. And the chinuch, he quotes a claim, melech v'lo malcha is only by malchus. And the din that applies to all masimus is only the din of Yerusha. So later in the tshuva, we'll have to see it later, he wants a claim that maybe B'shas, he was talking about, yeah, I'll show you the tshuva. We're not going to have time to read it. Oh! Rabbi Avraham! Page 11!
There you go.
You have to realize one thing, that any Rav that is not related to Rav Ram Levitt is a question. Rabbi J.J., Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson said some joke like that. But look, who is it written to? Which is your what?
My great-uncle.
His great-uncle. Of course. Everyone is related to Avram Levitt.
Pittsburgh, right? Rabbi, he was in Pittsburgh.
That's
right.
Right?
Yeah.
My grandfather's brother.
Yeah, so everyone, you have to realize.
Rabbi
Kelmer. Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz. I'm telling you, if you're not related to Avram Levitt, it could be like, you know. So, he's talking about an almana whose husband, page 11, the husband passed away. And he had a kashrus organization. And the question is, could she be in charge of it now? Because she needs the parnasa. But the shaila is that considered sarara benashim?
Did we see this already?
I might have referred to
it. I think you already mentioned it.
Yeah, okay. But so we're not going to do it now, but Rav Moshe wants to claim that there's a machlokas that the Rambam sheet is it's aser, because melech v'lo malcha, the Rambam writes b'feirush, is not only malchus, but it's all srara. And the chinuch only has melech v'lo malcha by malchus, but by all other sraras, he only has the din of Yerusha. I don't know, you tell me. I'm not convinced that the diak is so... What's your name, Ramatan?
Jake.
Sullivan? Yeah.
She's going to be the head of the organization or the owner of
the organization? She'll be in charge. She'll get the parnasa. She'll be in charge of the whole...
Let's say she doesn't own it, but she's just... she's one of you who...
She's probably both. She owns it and she makes all the decisions. And so, in the end, I think Rav Moshe held that you could. There's a shasat chak here. There's a mokum sorach gadol. She needs parnasa. So maybe we could rely that there's a machlokas Rambam in the chinuch, and the chinuch holds it's only malchus. It doesn't apply to other things. I'm not convinced. I don't know. First, tell me, do you like the diak? Do you like Rav Moshe's diak in the chinuch?
Well,
you could. You know, don't say. You know, don't agree with me.
My observation is.
What is your observation?
That he doesn't talk about what if the husband dies and then there's a queen. Does the queen take over? He doesn't address that issue. He just says that if the king dies, it goes to the sons.
Right.
What about if there's just a queen? What about then? But then I was thinking, maybe the queen is covered by the minoy of her husband. So there's no tossim, there's no masima needed, because maybe she's covered by that masima already.
Uh-huh. So she's never appointed, she just gets him a mailer.
So maybe that's what's going on here. She, her husband already had that position. She doesn't need a new appointment. Mm. Maybe she can just...
So did a mamidin.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. But you hear my question. In other words, is it clear that the Chinuch is arguing with the Rambam? Well, the Chinuch is saying it, Melo Malka, and then he says the Din of Yerusha, and the Lo Malchus Bilvad. I mean, Lamaisa, it's true. Ramosha is right.
Isn't it saying Yerusha, though? The husband to the wife?
No. In other words, Ramosha is just claiming that the Chinuch never says the Din of Melo Malka applies to all the other Masimos. He only says it by Malchus. And then he says there's a din of Yerusha and Malchus.
Yeah.
And that din of Yerusha and Malchus is not only Malchus, but... Yeah.
So, I mean, on a straight reading of this, you know, of Moshe's machloka that he's forming seems to be, at least, whether or not it's intended, it seems to be there.
Right, right. It could be he's right. I mean, because Lamaisa, you have to realize like this, the Gemara... Well, the Gemara was talking about Memhei, and Yevamos was talking about the din of Bikar Vachecha. It could be. I mean, Rav Moshe, the Rambam writes with Feirush that the din of Melchol or Malka on page 5 is in Halacha Hei is Chein Kol Masimus Eim Memhei Ela Ish. But the Chinuch doesn't say that. The Chinuch says it's only the Malchus. And the din of Kol Masimus is only legabe the din of Yerusha. So it could be his diak is a good diak. The Rav Moshe's diak is a good diak. I think it is a good diak, like you said. It is a good diak.
Can you make a diak about Yerusha? That first of all, the woman can have it? Because it doesn't say Yerusha, but the Sefer HaKinah does point out Yerusha. So meaning that by the Rambam, she can't be appointed, but she can inherit something, as opposed to the Sefer HaKinah, which says you can be appointed, but you can't inherit. And I feel like pointing out inheritance is one.
Well, that's what Avram Levin wanted to say, that maybe the din of Isha is only a din in being mamid, but if you inherit it, you're basically saying what he said.
But I'm saying
that the Rambam says what?
You can inherit.
You can inherit.
The Rambam only says...
He never says...
He
can't appoint, yeah. Unless, yeah, so that's Avram Levin and your diak. You have to say whether you like Avram Levitt's diak. First we talk about Moshe's diak, then we talk about...
But the Chinuch doesn't say anywhere that the woman... Is a
Yoreshes.
Besides, talks about the children.
Right. This idea of woman Yoreshes, right, that's...
It's not in the text.
It's not in the text, no.
Right. He assumes that the progeny is the Yoresh.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're saying that you don't even need that, in other words, if you don't want to appoint her... So the Moshe claims the Chinuch would say you could even appoint her. Say the Yorshim.
Yeah. Right.
Or, yeah. Or the Vata. Okay, let's see, what does the Nodi Behuda say? No, he'll say that, we'll have to see it inside, but he'll say that the Rambam, this is a Shas Hadchak. So the Shas Hadchak, sometimes you follow, another opinion.
Right.
So what does he say over here? The Noda Behuda, Mechtavo kibalti asmo balayla. Noda Behuda always tells you, I received you. I remember once I was learning the tshuva with Rabbi Bleich once. Somebody had a shayla Hilchas Dogim. So the Rosh Yehuda says, Kibalti mechtavcha im hadag. Because he sent the fish in the letter. I got your letter and I got the fish. Kibalti mechtavcha im hadag. So here he says, mechtavu kibalti esmo balaylo. Tochu mitka docher trey milsa to me. So, so he says different things here.
Rabbi, what was this job description of this widow who took over? Was she passing shalos, or she was just?
No, I don't think she was passing shalos. She was the one in charge. She made all the decisions. It was her geschäft. She probably doesn't know how to pass the child, so she probably hires.
No, she was just sitting at a desk and making phone calls.
Yeah, but also, like.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What was her top kid here? I mean, not every job is considered a scroll.
Right, but she was the. So we'll see. When we learn the truth inside, we'll see.
She may have been supervising the typing pool.
Even if she's supposed to be the CEO on Microsoft,
right.
That's not making any
halachic
decisions.
No, the question is it considered a position?
Oh, so let's look. Yeah. Look in the Noda Behuda, on page 8, on the left side, the paragraph that begins, Omnom. Four lines down. Omnom nira manias daiti. Shalohisya kra ela som tosim alecha melech mikerv achecha. Shetchila simas hamelach reishis minuyam lo ye'ela mikere v'achecha. V'ze melach rishon. Havo melach ben melach, in other words, he says, could be that the idea of som tosim olecha, yet an original appointment of the king, has to be someone who is imo b'Yisrael, and not a ger. V'ze melach rishon. But melach ben melach, hamalchus Yerushav, v'ein tzorach sima chadasha. But Melech ben Melech, right? What you guys are saying that you know it's not being appointed, then maybe that doesn't have that. Come on, it's not some tosim. Ain't tzarich sima chadasha. Became the Melech Malach Aviv. Shem manim beno afilu einim om Yisrael. If it's a Melech, came shem Malach Aviv. The father, so he's a melech ben melech. Shuv b'manim b'no afilu ein imo m'Yisrael. Uvzeh kama malchus shol rechavam b'li pikpuch. V'ashe'en kem b'agrifas afshu zeh meluchem b'zeh hudrus hu v'chol avosav kulam nismanu b'psul. The hordus melech evit haya. Ken achshav agrif. Whereas maybe it's only a din in what?
In the first appointment.
But even after the first appointment, then it doesn't apply.
Is the Noda Behuda implying that if the first appointment it was a Imo Yisrael, and Imo Yisrael, if he had a son?
So what was the second guy? The first guy was Imo Yisrael, and then his son.
If he was not Imo Yisrael, he would still inherit the king?
Yeah. It's like Rechobam. He's talking about Rechobam. His mother was Amonis, Naomi.
Right, and those Gioris. So even though you're technically not related, but you're still the son, the biological son of Rechavam. So that's the Chiddush of the, which is similar to what you fellas were trying to suggest. Okay, Rabbis, I have to leave now. We got something, we got a nice amount done. Okay, Ilan, you want to put it up now, and then.